9 in 10 New Yorkers have a cell phone, with 1 in 5 having only a cell phone and no landline. More than two-thirds of cell phone users and nearly two-thirds of all New Yorkers have a smartphone, with the majority of those being an iPhone.
Siena Research Institute Director Don Levy adds that twice as many New Yorkers make all or most of their phone calls on cell phones compared to those who make all or most of their calls on landlines. Levy says texting, email, and hopping on the net are smartphone features New Yorkers embrace.
More than 80% of cell phone consumers, and that's about three-quarters of all New Yorkers, use their cell phone for texting, including nearly all young people, and between a quarter and a third of even senior citizens. More than three-quarters of smartphone users, whether they use it for personal or combined personal and work usage, send and receive email via their smartphone. It's become part and parcel of the work-life experience. An even larger percentage use it to access the internet for various reasons.
Smartphones are cameras, radios, video game consoles, televisions, and Walkmans, devices through which we can access untold amounts of information. University at Albany psychologist Julia Hormis says we're now accustomed to having all that information at our fingertips.
We do get used to that, and it does change expectations, right? I mean, we don't have to wait anymore, and we don't have to be patient, and we don't have to remember things, but it's all right there.
The survey found that more than half of New Yorkers, 84% of those with smartphones, use their phones for travel directions. More than two-thirds of those with a smartphone use it for tracking news, 42% of all New Yorkers, and Facebook, 41%. Additionally, 40% say they use their cell phones to listen to music, 27% use them for Skype or FaceTime, and 22% watch movies. Half of smartphone users, 39% of all New Yorkers, use wireless technology, including Bluetooth, from their cars. 63% of smartphone holders in the state use them for both work and personal use, compared to 36% who carry them exclusively for personal use. Marissa Shorenstein is New York State President of AT&T, which commissioned the survey to get a better understanding of how users are interacting with telephone technology.
Not just as a place to make phone calls and their emails, but the technology has really become a part of people's lives that extend beyond just those things to all other areas of life, whether it's watching television or using applications or so many other things. We now know the technology has permeated the way we live our lives from the moment we get up until the moment we go to sleep at night.
Levy, too, sees the ubiquitous smartphone as part and parcel of the fabric of life of all New Yorkers. And he notes users love their apps.
More than 90% have downloaded apps, with two-thirds having downloaded at least 10 and having one-third having downloaded at least 20.
Although survey findings show that by a margin of 53% to 43%, most New York smartphone users have chosen iPhones over Androids, Android is the preferred platform for the elite. 8 in 10 of the world's wealthiest 1% own a smartphone, according to global web indexes, and they favor Droids by 38%, compared with 26% who use iPhones. SRI conducted 1,404 interviews via land and mobile lines with New York residents last November. A sampling of 591 respondents completed the survey on a cell phone, while 813 completed it on a landline. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.